This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Valentine's Day blows. Oh, are the mics on? Oh, hello. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh,
wow.
I got nothing.
I asked BJ what Lisa got him for Valentine's Day.
Nothing. Not even a happy Valentine's Day.
Not even a card?
No, nothing.
Not even a happy Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Wow.
I got up on Valentine's morning, and I told you, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I think I said this on the air. I left cards for Frog and
sweet.
For her. I also left her a card from Frog. I put $25 for Starbucks from Frog to her. I put $50 Starbucks from me to her. She loves Starbucks, by the way. And then I gave Frog a card from me, and he got a Lego of a Ferrari and blah, blah, blah. And then they all got chocolate, big old hearts that were Reese's. And BJ got nothing.
You got nothing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Squat.
Wow. I like that.
What do you mean you like?
I
think that's pretty common, though.
Yep, I think it is.
I think a lot of
I don't know. My sister got her boyfriend a bunch of crap.
Well, it's a boyfriend, though. I'm talking about married couples. You plateau at some point.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Or at least her giving back to me is the plateau. I didn't plateau.
Yeah.
But I think wives plateau a little bit. Carson, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got a jersey.
Oh.
Avs jersey.
What kind of jersey?
Avalanche.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's all he has.
Yeah.
It's not Rockies.
Yeah.
You haven't been married long enough.
Is that what it is?
Spadil, you've got a girlfriend now. What'd you get?
I got a bunch of Lululemon clothes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Really?
She got me some new sweatpants and some pullovers.
Why aren't you wearing it this morning?
I left them at her house. Yeah.
You left the Lulus at her house?
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I don't even. Never mind.
He's got a door there.
All right, well, you got something. All right, good for you. So am I the only one? I'm the only one?
Got
nothing.
Like...
Nothing. Squat.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't either.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Did your son send you something from college?
No, nothing.
Oh,
but guess what? Oh, my gosh. And I just got it. He goes, hey, Mom, I just wanted to, because I bought, there's this candle that I always burn. It's the same candle, but I burn it in the entry, and then I burn it in the kitchen, the two of them, but it's the same scent. And I sent him that one so it smelled like our house.
Aww.
And he wrote me last night, and he goes, Mom, our dorm smells so good, and it reminds me of home.
Aww. Oh, so it worked.
It did work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
yep.
was a good move
that
on your part.
A good gift.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought he'd hate it.
I know, that's what you said. Yeah.
I said, wait a minute, he's a kid in college?
Yeah.
You're sending him candles?
But this candle is different. These candles are amazing. What's the name of them? Milk jugs. I don't know what they're called.
Milk house candles. Yeah.
Milk house candles.
And I got him the one that's like rake something and leap. I don't know. That's the name of it.
And he loved it.
Yeah, it was like rake, pile, leap or something like that. Yeah,
it smells like fall.
Reminds me of home.
Yeah. So you and I both didn't get anything.
Yeah, nothing for Valentine's Day. You know, I don't really... Well, it bothers me now knowing that, Carson got something and Spadell got Lulu. I don't want Lululemon, but I'm just saying it kind of bothers me now that I find out that you schmucks got something.
Well, because their significant other bothered yours.
Yeah,
no, yours didn't.
I know. Yeah, I know. It makes me feel bad. You don't have to explain it to me. I fully get it, Jamie. I got it on Valentine's Day.
And you know what? Let's do this same thing. We'll talk about this same thing tomorrow when she's driving to work.
No, we won't worry about that. Here's the deal.
No, it's perfect because then she'll know, like, everybody else is bothered, but she didn't bother.
Step
we'll
up
guilt
the
her.
Game.
We'll guilt her.
So Valentine's Day, all right? So I left what I left. I explained that.
Right.
Then we came in and did a show Friday. Then I went back home. And I thought, well, when she gets home, I wonder what she got me. Uh-huh. You know, all afternoon, that's all was on my mind. It's like, okay. You know, even a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me. You know, that's good enough for me because at least it's, well, the day went on. She pulls it to the driveway, gets out of the car. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice anything. I thought, man, she hit it well.
Right.
She hid whatever she bought for me, she really hit it well. She goes into the house, puts all of her stuff down, and still nothing. Still nothing.
Did she get her dad something?
Maybe it's still in the car, huh?
Did she get her dad something?
No, no. Oh, okay. Didn't bother. Grandpa Gus got nothing.
Wow.
Got nothing either. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least I baked some cookies that night and took them down to him. I'm the only one who gave him anything, and BJ got nothing.
Did you send her flowers to work?
No.
Well, that's why.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she have bought something beforehand, though?
But she would have a gift
and then be mad at him for not having
the
flowers.
No, she's mad at him. Trust me, because we told you to do that. And you usually do.
Yeah, I usually do.
But this time you didn't even bother.
I didn't bother, no. But I did leave the gifts in the morning.
Yeah, but that's a piece of chocolate and a card.
Well,
it's all about
the Starbucks.
Okay.
I figure the Starbucks goes further than flowers do.
It's all about everybody seeing the flowers.
$100.
It's all about seeing the flowers at work. You know that. We've gone over it year after year.
She wants to brag and she wants to see other people.
Look what BJ sent me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep, you didn't even do it.
That's why I didn't get anything?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I got to step it up.
We told you.
Now, what if I do it now?
Well, no, it's too late.
No.
Now.
It's too late.
It's too late, yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.